AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden says the economy is moving in the right direction.
Americans are working, the economy is growing, wages are rising faster than inflation, and we've avoided a catastrophic rail strike.
His remarks followed the latest jobs report, which showed 263,000 added in November, the unemployment rate holding steady at 3.7%, and wages up 5.1%. Sagar Magani has more.
As employers keep hiring, paychecks keep going up, and the combination of more jobs and higher wages could complicate the Fed's inflation fight.
Job openings exceed available workers by about 4 million. That is about 1.7 job openings for every person looking for work.
Chair Jerome Powell told the Brookings Institution this week a robust jobs market is a key inflation driver. He'd like to see slower job growth and more modest wage gains. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street, but for the week, the major indexes all finished higher. Group of seven nations and Australia have joined the European Union in setting a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil. The move is designed to keep the oil flowing, but National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it's an important curb on Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Limit his ability to continue to use that money to fund his war machine.
In U.S. politics, Democrats have voted to start their presidential nominating calendar with South Carolina in 2024. That bumps Iowa and its caucuses out of the leadoff spot. The move still needs approval by the full DNC. And FBI Director Chris Wray is raising national security concerns about TikTok. Speaking at the Ford School of Public Policy,
its parent company is controlled by the Chinese government.
This is AP News. InfoWars host Alex Jones has filed for personal bankruptcy. Shelley Adler has details.
Facing nearly $1.5 billion in court judgments over his conspiracy theories about the Sandy Hook massacre, Alex Jones has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. His documents in a Houston court list $1 to $10 billion in liabilities owed to 50 to 99 creditors and $1 to $10 million in assets. The bankruptcy filing comes as Jones faces court orders to pay damages to relatives of victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting for calling the massacre a hoax. I'm Shelley Adler.
At the World Cup, Brazil lost 1-0 to Cameroon, but still won its group and advances. Switzerland also threw with a 3-2 win over Serbia. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.